This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program.
As a Kansas City Area Transportation Authority, KCATA, reorganizing. Why has Johnson County chosen KCATA to manage their buses again after 30 years? What is the new Regional Transit Coordinating Council, and how is it getting more money for transit and streamlining the regional paratransit services for people with disabilities? How will all of these changes affect the community and transit riders? Find out today on Radioactive Magazine on Transit Talk with Robbie Mackinnon, the man leading the charge on all of these changes. I'm Janet Rogers, co-founder of Transit Action Network. We are a Kansas City regional transit advocacy group fighting for riders, improved and expanded transit, and the cost-effective use of public money for transit. If you want additional information about what we are discussing, go to our website at transactionkc.com. Although his paying job is Director of Governmental Affairs for Jackson County, Robbie Mackinnon spends considerable time and effort as Chairman of the Board of Commissioners for KCATA and Co-Chair of the Regional Transit Coordinating Council, RTCC, a new transit council led by KCATA and the Mid-America Regional Council. Welcome to the show. Listeners may have seen the front page article that Mike Hendricks of the Kansas City Star wrote about you in September, so I thought people would like to hear from you directly. We've been friends for a long time, but I have to say your impact on changing the transit landscape in the last 4 years is more than I ever expected. I had no idea when I sat down with you about 8 years ago at the Jackson County Courthouse and I explained the MARC transit concept, Smart Moves, that you would become the main architect for major transit changes in the region and at KCATA. So, Robbie, how are your personal goals for transit changed over that time to get us where we are today?
Well, first of all, Janet, thank you very much for having me here today. It's a pleasure to sit down with you. I just wanted to say thank you because your advocacy and Transit Action Network's advocacy for riders and for transit has been very well received, and it's important that we obviously get to hear from you and from the riders, because at the end of the day, that's what all this is for. So thanks for having me here today. I guess if I could start, it would be to say thank you to Jackson County Executive Mike Sanders. Mike Sanders appointed me to this board. The county executive has always thought about transit as a really big deal in this region and how it could bring folks together and be a catalyst for change. And so me being appointed to the KCATA board was part of that process. It's really an honor for me to be a member of that board and to be elected chair like I have. And I take that role very seriously. And we have a group of commissioners, our board, who are very engaged and are adamant about change and making the ATA what it should be. Would you like for me to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, please. Go ahead with what changes you're talking about.
Well, back, I guess, to your first question, what things have changed for me is I obviously have lost my vision about a year ago and realized that I was no longer afforded the opportunity to drive to get places, and I needed help. And in that process of trying to learn and navigate a system that is systemically broken, in my words, was really, really hard. And that was a real epiphany for me to be able to understand and kind of get into the weeds on how that all works and why it's not working well. This region has been, for lack of a better way to say it, secularized for a long time, and it's, you know, different sandboxes everywhere. And what we think at the ATA board level is that it is the ATA's responsibility to bridge those gaps. Okay, now normally people would think of had always thought of Metro and the KCATA as one and the same, Metro being the buses that run every day on our streets. What we believe and what I believe is that the KCATA needed to advance and become the transit authority that it was meant to be, not simply just a bus company. Now obviously the operations side of transit and buses is very, very important and critical and a core function of the ATA. But when we started talking about restructuring the ATA, and reorganizing, that was why. It's because the ATA needs to be a transit authority like it was meant to be. You know, the ATA is bound by a bi-state compact that has to be approved by Congress, both legislatures. It's a powerful document, and it's about time that we started using it, that this region started using it. The ATA needs to not just, you know, the old way of doing things at the ATA, I believe, was, you know, we're going to go out and you can say, okay, well, if you want some service out in eastern Jackson County or Wyandotte County or whatever, want some more service, find a way to pay for it, and we'll give it to you. Well, no, the ATA needs to be a transit authority. We need to help people be successful. The ATA as a transit authority needs to be a tool in the toolbox to help people be successful. So we have been very lucky in that respect and have received a lot of support from folks like yourself and elected officials and business leaders around this region that we are headed in the right direction, and we're very proud of that.
So one of the things you mentioned there was the fragmented nature of transit in the area. I mean, one of the main goals that Transit Action Network has always had is that riders shouldn't have to suffer because we have four different transit agencies. You know, we shouldn't have different prices. We should have smooth, seamless transit. And so is that one of the goals that you're working to improve?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Janet, that is the biggest goal, okay? Seamless transit. You know, right now, you get in a situation to where, how do you get from Johnson County to Kansas City to Independence? How do you get from, in eastern Jackson County, how do you get from Blue Springs to Independence? You practically need a passport, okay? It's a difficult system to navigate, and as a person with a disability, it's even worse. Where I would catch myself is I could get a share fare ride to the city of Independence, but then once I was in Independence, if I needed to get around in that community, it's a whole different system. I have to qualify. If I want to go to Johnson County, I can get a ride to a certain part of Johnson County, but then I can't get out because I don't qualify for a system because I'm not a resident of Johnson County. I mean, these kinds of things. So it is critical that the ATA start moving in the direction of helping everybody, helping these communities, helping these municipalities be successful, but helping bring it all together and weave it together the way a transit system should be.
You said that the Bi-State Compact has a lot of additional authority. What types of things are you talking about? I mean, we know you can run a bus system. We know that you can run a paratransit system for people with disabilities. So what else is included?
Well, I think the Bi-State Compact, again, designed upon the Port Authority of New York, is a very, very powerful document. Let's talk about transit authority as an economic development tool, okay, when it comes to, I believe it's 38th, 39th, and Troost. We've touched on that a little bit when you have a learning center attached to the actual metro center there. That's an economic development, community development tool. When we talk about the ATA helping come up with some of the money for the link. Anyway, when you're talking about streetcars, when you're talking about buses, when you're talking about a transit system, you're also talking about the capacity for economic development and how does the ATA fit into there, and how can we help the city of Kansas City help? How can we help Johnson County from an economic and community development tool? And I think this compact allows us to do that. I just don't think anybody's used it in the past, and it's about time we took a really good look at that and started seeing how we could use it for good in the community.
Well, I know one of the big ideas in transit these days is transit-oriented development, where along, say, your major corridors, you do work and have a lot more economic development and businesses and mixed-use opportunities. So is that the kind of thing that you could help with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about that. I think it's just a critical path that the Transit Authority and Transit be thought about in these processes when it comes to new and bigger business or whatever moving into certain areas. The transit can be a catalyst for that, whether it's rail or bus, whatever that may be. But to take that a step further, Janet, I think that transit should be on the front end of that discussion, okay? It's a matter of the ATA taking a more proactive approach than reactive. You know, as far as I'm concerned, as far as we're concerned, the ATA needs to be proactive when it comes to community development, economic development, different modes of transportation, whatever, rather than just reactive like it's always been.
You know, one of the things they do in a couple of the other cities, I know Portland and L.A., both have a economic development department in their transit authority. And I know you're reorganizing. Is that considered part of what you're doing?
You know, that Absolutely. We're obviously looking into that because we think that is a big role that we could play and help our municipalities with. What we're talking about is reorganizing the ATA to bus operations, regional service delivery, planning, those kinds of things, in an effort to be just a better partner to the different municipalities, whether it's Johnson County, Wyandotte, Independence, and the City of Kansas City.
Well, I think one of the things has already happened that you're talking about in terms of branching out, because there's been the announcement a little while ago that you're going to start managing Johnson County's transit, the Joe and the Special Edition. So what impact is that going to have on the region?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it was a big step for the Transit Authority to make a statement and to be able to say that we're going to help try and combine this region and weave this transit structure together. I obviously would be remiss if I didn't thank Chairman Eilert and the members of the Johnson County Commission and Commissioner Klicka for carrying the water on that. It was very important that they realize that this isn't about the ATA coming in and taking control of anything. This is about the ATA coming in and being a tool in their toolbox, allowing them to make different decisions and save money, obviously. This is a big deal and can be a big deal. Right now we're looking at about, $500,000 savings. But when you look at economies of scale, whether it be bus parts, bus fuel, those kinds of things, that I believe that'll just go up as we go along.
Now, I did an online forum recently with the Johnson County commissioners who were running for election, and they all reassured me that the savings that you're talking about is going to be plowed back into transit and not used for other purposes, which I thought was really great to hear. So how is the Joe coming to ATA for management going to impact riders?
You know, I think it's a great step in the process of combining service, of making it seamless for riders. Right now, you, as well as I, as well as most of the folks listening here today, they understand that. They understand what a difficulty it is. And when you talk about past reciprocity, matching up routes, those kinds of things, with this opportunity, I believe the biggest win for this is for the riders of this region. And it's a good model to be able to use for the rest of the region that we can tap into.
Yeah, so you're going to inherit the contract that they have now with a private company. So how will that integrate in with the way you do business now? Because you have the Metro, which the bus drivers are with Amalgamated Transit Union. And Johnson County, they have First Transit, I believe, is the operator of the buses. So how does all that work with the bus drivers?
Well, organized labor in the ATU and folks have been a critical partner in this process, and we take very seriously our responsibility for our employees and our drivers, and they do a fantastic job, and we're just very proud of them. I just sat in on a care meeting, they call it, down at the ATA, where people would get awards and they didn't even know, but people would, citizens would call in and say, hey, driver Johnson or whoever did this, kind of a spotlight deal on them. I was very proud to sit in those and hear those kind of remarks and the fact that, and very glad that people are actually calling in and saying, hey, I just wanted you to know this bus driver went above and beyond. But organized labor is always been a partner in transit and always will continue to be a partner in transit. And it's the way I look at this and the way the board looks at this is what we're doing with this reorg is offering more opportunity. Okay, more opportunity for organized labor, more opportunity for the riders and citizens, and more options and opportunity for governments and municipalities.
I think one of the things that maybe a lot of people in the community don't know, but all of the agencies have the opportunity to be represented by unions. I know ATU has some of the drivers in Johnson County's transit system. I know that they're unionized in Wyandotte County with their unified government transit. And I know when Independence recently, a couple of years ago, brought in an independent private operator, those people also decided to unionize. So I think you're right. Yeah, organized labor is a very strong part of transit in this community, and we want to see that continue.
Absolutely.
So one of the things you're doing with this reorg is you're getting a new position at the top. You're looking for a CEO. So how's that going?
It's going real well. We've hired a really good search firm, EFL, and they have done searches for, like, the Kansas City Chamber, for the Healthcare Foundation, the Visitors Association, that kind of thing. So a very good resume. And we have a search committee in place at the board level, and we are talking with them and are getting ready to post that position, actually. But what we thought was critical in this process is that we engage stakeholders, okay? And by stakeholders, I mean that runs a gambit from, the city of Kansas City to Johnson County to Wyandotte Independence. You know, not only government officials in government, but stakeholders from your standpoint, from the Transit Action Network, from riders, from whatever. Because at the end of the day, what we are trying to do here is it's your ATA. Okay, and that's the most important part of this reorg as far as I can, the best way I can express that is it needs to be your ATA. So what do you want to see? What does Johnson County want to see? What does Independence want to see? And I think that's the big shift down at the Transit Authority, and the fact that we are on a mission to establish confidence, credibility, and the perception that we are headed in the right direction here.
Well, you know, the ATA is for the community and all the riders. One thing people should realize that the board meetings are open to the public, and they happen down at KCATA, and people can actually come down and make comments to the board. They get like 3 minutes. I do it on a regular basis, but the community is welcome to do that, and that's important.
If I can speak to that for a second, Janet. Yes, you're right. It's very important, and we very much appreciate feedback. So when folks get to come down and say, hey, this is a little wrong, hey, this is right, we need to tweak this or take care of that, we take that responsibility and we take that very seriously at a board level, and it has made a big difference.
Yes, one more thing on ATA before we move on, and that is, what's your role with the downtown streetcar?
You know what? Very excited about the downtown streetcar. Again, with the reorg, what the ATA needs to do is help people be successful, help communities be successful, and that's what we're doing with the Kansas City streetcar. Tom Garand has been obviously put at the top of that position and is just a great guy and a great guy to work with and a quality hire for them. We work very well together with Mr. Garand. He used to be at Mid-America Regional Council. What the ATA's role is to help Mr. Garand and that streetcar authority through some of the weeds, whether it be FTA things, grant things, whatever. There's a buffet of services that the ATA offers. There's stuff the ATA does in their sleep that people don't want to do, and we're here to offer up those tools. Okay, again, it goes back to being a tool in the toolbox to help Kansas City be successful. Whatever the streetcar authority in the city of Kansas City needs us to do to help them succeed, that is our responsibility, we believe, as a transit authority to make that happen. So we look forward to the relationship getting even better. It's very good now, and based upon the reorg that we're having with the ATA, a transit authority needs to understand, which we do now, that there are other modes, okay, whether it's streetcar, buses, bike ped, trails, whatever that may be. So it's a very exciting time. I'll tell you, Janet, it's a very exciting time to be involved in transit right now, because I do believe that this all started when the county executive, Sanders, turned up the volume on transit. And Jackson County has been working very hard, myself, the county executive, and staff around here to keep that on the front burner, keep transit on the front burner, and to just really make a difference. And I think we've really started to affect change.
You are listening to Transit Talk on Radioactive Magazine on 90.1 FM KKFI Community Radio. I am Janet Rogers with Transit Action Network. You can find us at transactionkc.com, follow us on Twitter, or like us on Facebook. I'm speaking with Robbie Mackinnon, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners at KCATA and co-chair of the Regional Transit Coordinating Council, about his personal commitment to transit and how recent changes in transit affect the community and transit riders. Robbie, let's talk for a few minutes now about this Regional Transit Coordinating Council. Just what is it and why is it so important?
Well, the Regional Transit Coordinating Council was an idea that myself, David Warm, and Tom Guerin had when he was over in the Transportation Department at MARC, and it was an idea that with the shift in the transit discussion and all this positive force that's been out there, that we develop a committee or a commission or whatever you want to call it that would counsel, put stakeholders at the table. We actually want people at the table that can make decisions, and it's a forum where we can bring up any kind of issue when it comes to coordination, you know, call center, one call eligibility, these kinds of things. And so it's a very important council, and it's been working really, really well so far. A lot of people come to those meetings, and we're getting a lot done.
You certainly are. You've only been in business for about a year, and you've made some major contributions already. You like to talk about some of those, like getting money.
Money, always, right? Well, first of all, I want to, again, thank Tom Guerin and David Warm and Mid-America Regional Council staff, because this is a fantastic role that they have taken on in helping coordinate this, and we're just grateful for it. I think some of the positives that are coming out of the RTCC are, you know, there's a long list, but, you know, when we talk about money, for the first time, when we talked about surface transportation program funds coming back to the region, this is, I believe, the first time, I think we're going on, 17% of those funds were put toward actual transit projects and not just road and bridge. Now, that's a paradigm shift, as far as I'm concerned, and a very positive one to getting more money into regional transit. So I think that was a critical path. I was very interested to know that for this Transit Coordinating Council, we never really had kind of a regional transit map of all the different systems that were around this region. It's little things like that that, without this council being able to sit down and talk about, just kind of fell through the cracks. I'm very happy with the way that's going.
Yeah, I mean, mapping is one of our big issues, not just the big map, which is online now. Still needs some work. A lot of these things are in process. We'd like to see some little maps still that kind of give people concepts. Like, for instance, you might make a map of Wyandotte County is the center of their transit universe, so that all those people can see the options of where they can go. Johnson County Community College had, Joe put together a map a few years ago that made that the center of the little transit universe. And these give people a better concept of what they can actually do with transit.
You know what? You're absolutely right, Janet. And again, this goes back to how important your role as an advocate and others is to this process, and about the ability to be able to come in and say, hey, what about this? Hey, this is what would be better for the riders. Hey, this is what we need. And that's it's a critical component of this.
Well, we always really appreciate that you've been a good listener and helping us to achieve a lot of our goals. And so we do appreciate you, too, as well. You should understand that. One of the big money things that you got, just announced recently here at Jackson County, Mike Sanders talked a lot about the $10 million that they got toward the purchasing the Rock Island line. You still need quite a bit more money. But that came out of this process that you were just talking about, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it did. It's very exciting. Okay, the Rock Island Corridor obviously is a corridor that the county executive and Union Pacific have worked a long time to make that available for transit, make that available for trails. The Kitty Trail can hook up to that, and it's just a very, very important asset that we need to keep. The Surface Transportation Program, the region as a whole, including the RTCC, has directed that $10 million to go to that process. It's a critical step. It really is. And that's another example of the County Executive Sanders moving the ball down the field when it comes to transit. You know, we can't do this stuff overnight, but we have to keep moving in the right direction. So that what came out of the STP process and the RTCC is that the Rock Island is a high priority. And what the Transit Authority, the KCATA, needs to do, and what we've done, is set ourselves up for a situation with the the reorganization, that we're able to help in those situations, that we're able to understand that, you know, again, like we talked about earlier, that, you know, the transit authority is not just about bus operations, which is critical, obviously, and very important, but other modes as well.
One last thing that has to do with something that's near and dear to your heart is the RTCC has taken on a project to help sort out the paratransit situations around the county, the counties. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. That is obviously near and dear to my heart now. Again, like I said before, I lost my vision about a year ago, and it is just hard. It is hard to navigate everything in these regions, and I am grateful for the support and the outpouring of emails and letters and stuff that I've gotten from citizens, from council members, from other folks just supporting me in this process. But it's also allowed us to take a really, really good look at the paratransit service in senior mobility in this region and how fragmented it actually is. And like I said earlier, that is one of the biggest deals for me to be able to coordinate and bring that all together. I will give you a little heads up, Janet, that at the next board meeting at the ATA, we're going to talk about another win for the RTCC is that we are coming out with a unified eligibility structure for paratransit service, and that's a big deal, and it's obviously another step in the right direction. But no one in this region should have to make more than one phone call to get some help. And once they, you know, folks like myself, we don't see state lines anymore. Okay, I don't see city boundaries. I don't see any of that. And you know what? Nobody should. Okay, and that's the point. And that's the direction we have to move. So I'm very excited about the direction we're headed there. We're working with, you know, Johnson County, with Wyandotte, with the City of Independence in Kansas City about how to coordinate that. And I'm very excited about how fast that's moving and how important everybody actually thinks it is. And I'm proud to be able to shine a spotlight on that process. And it's never moving fast enough for me, but we're getting there. And stay tuned, because I think we've got some really exciting announcements to make here in the near future.
That's great to hear. And I think everybody's going to be really tickled with all the things that RTCC is working on, and they should keep up to date on all of that. If anyone has questions about changes at KCATA or what the RTCC is working on, their contact information is on our website at transactionkc.com or at their websites, kcata.org or mark.org. And you can also contact me at transactionkc@gmail.com. I am Janet Rogers with Transit Action Network, and I want to thank Robbie Mackinnon for sharing with us what is happening in transit and thank him for all the hard work he is doing to improve transit in the region. Watch our website for the date of the next Transit Talk on Radioactive Magazine. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Janet.
You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine, a presentation of KKFI 90.1 FM in Kansas City. Radioactive Magazine provides a forum for activist groups and activists in the greater Kansas City area. If you would like to propose interviews, contribute commentaries, event notifications, etc. to Radioactive Magazine, call Dan Connolly at 816-217-5875. Thank you for listening.